Today, as you look over the wall, complete these dear unfinished tasks of mine, and I, perchance, may therein comfort you.
This is the sound of the ceremony at the World Trade Center site at Ground Zero. You're listening to live special coverage on NPR News. Robert Siegel is there in New York at World Financial Center, overlooking the ceremony. Robert, describe what we're seeing now.
Well, Emmy Ferguson is playing Amazing Grace on the flute. She is, of course, down on the stage, doing so for the audience of family members, those who died on 9/11, and the dignitaries who've assembled here. Behind them directly is the Ground Zero site and one of the pools, the two pools that are the heart of the 9/11 memorial. The pool directly behind them is on the footprint of the old North Tower, and the other on the footprint of the South Tower. They're fed by man-made waterfalls and surrounded by young oak trees that are expected to grow to 60 feet in height in the years to come. So, from above, at least, from up here, it seems to be a very quiet and very thoughtfully and beautifully designed memorial, not only to those who died at 9/11, or died at the World Trade Center on 9/11, but to those who died in the planes at the Pentagon in Shanksburg, Pennsylvania, as well. It's a very solemn moment, and what has been happening all morning long is what has become the annual reading of the names by 167 pairs of readers. They are relatives of those who died, and they are moving through the alphabet. I think we're still in the late D's. And
Robert, we're also actually coming up on another moment of silence, this time observing the time that United Airlines Flight 93 crashed near Shanksville, Pennsylvania at 10:03.
And for each one, the bell is rung here at the 9/11 World Trade Center site. Audia, after this moment of silence, we should be hearing from George Pataki, who was the governor of New York State 10 years ago, and he will be giving a reading. All of the readings have been rather brief. They've cited Governor Cuomo, cited Archibald MacLeish, the poet. We just heard a poem cited by Governor Christie of New Jersey. The president read from the Psalms, and here's Governor Pataki.
May God bless those heroes we lost on September 11th, the brave men and women who responded so courageously, the heroes we've lost since that date defending our freedom, and the men and women today who risk their lives here and abroad to defend our freedom. No words cried out so fully from the broken heart of our nation as those of a poem called The Names. It was written by the United States Poet Laureate, Billy Collins. He wrote it a year after the attacks and dedicated it simply to those who died and to their survivors.
You're listening to live special coverage of the 10th anniversary of the September 11th attacks. This is former Governor George Pataki delivering a reading at Ground Zero, the World Trade Center site ceremony.
Needled into the skin, names of citizens, mothers and fathers, the bright-eyed daughter, the quick son. Alphabet of names in a green field, names in the small tracks of birds, names lifted from a hat or balanced on the tip of the tongue. Names wheeled in the dim warehouse of memory. So many names, there is barely room on the walls of the heart.
William M. Feehan.
Francis Jude Feely.
Garth Aaron Feeney.
Sean Bernard Fagan.
And you're hearing their names of victims of the 9/11 attacks being read by family members in New York at the ceremonies there.
Maria Feliciano.
Edward P. Felt.
I want to turn now to Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where we're joined by John Idstey. He's at the 9/11 memorial there. John, can you hear me?
Hi, good morning, Adi.
Now, John, this is a location where a United Airlines Flight 93 was forced to the ground after passengers attempted to retake the plane from the hijackers. It crashed at 10:03, and we did...